This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
This is Saadia Hassan reading On the Last Day the Bullet is Asked. How was I supposed to know, Medgar? I only met the man once, and even then, freshly fallen, back flesh a sea split red with God's permission. I do as I am asked and no more. Back, chest, window, wall, sinew, bone, glass, brick, as quick as it began. For you so loved the son of man, you begat the sweat-swaddled plunk of viscera on concrete. And man so loved the silence he begat the close hold of a barrel, the blank stare cutting clean to the other side, a family and greens on the table, two low beds where stuffed animals still hold the child smell of milk, baby powder, Ovaltine. Outside, the magnolias whispering. Inside, the silence locking in place. About this poem. Last summer, I came across a series of photographs of Medgar Evers' home, and the photographs raised questions for me about what it meant to live in service to a vision. I began to think about what objects of terror conscripted in service to white supremacy might have to say on a day where every animate and inanimate object of creation is moved to account for itself. The bullet's predicament reminded me of a line in Ladan Usman's poem, Ordinary Heaven. I am sorry for you, I tell her. You witness, but don't testify. Even while the bullet's testimony is arrogant, refusing to move beyond, I was asked to do a thing and so I did it. I wanted to honor that impulse, to sit with the possibility of it in my own life. If an object of terror can bear witness to its own complicity, and give incomplete testimony after the fact, how much more possible is it for me, with agency and vision, to misname where I am complicit and with whom?